And as U.S. law enforcement officials combat would-be terrorists, they are trying to understand why there have been so many cases recently. The explanation may have less to do with religion than with adventure. Just consider the recent case of Jihad Jane. Colleen LaRose, a woman in her 40s, called herself Jihad Jane in internet chat rooms, but officials say she isn't connected to a mosque, and even her live-in boyfriend didn't know she was a Muslim. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, Jihad Jane may be just the latest example of a growing trend.
It used to be that jihadi recruitment videos opened with a call to prayer and readings from the Quran. These days, they're decidedly less religious.
See the angels in green. See the angels in green. Helping the Mujahideen.
If you type jihadi rap video into any internet search engine, you'll find dozens of videos like this one.
Red, chopping off the copper's head.
Chopping off the copper's head.
The productions are clearly aimed at young people nursing resentments and looking for thrills. This song is the soundtrack to a video that alternates between showing photographs of prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib and holy warriors firing rocket-propelled grenades and shooting up cars with machine guns. Intelligence officials say videos like these are aimed at people eager to sign up for the adventure of jihad without having to worry about all the rigors of religion.
What I think we're seeing is sort of what I like to term a new generation of lazy Muslims.
Arsalan Iftikhar is a human rights lawyer and the former national legal director of the Council on American Islamic Relations.
People who might not be theologically devout or have a sound foundation, but those who are using the new jihadi cool to try and justify their criminal acts of terrorism.
Experts who study these kind of movements say that religion may be the initial motivation, but in the fullness of time, it becomes less important. Consider the case of the 24 young Somalis from Minneapolis who joined a militant group a couple of years ago. Initially, investigators say recruiters used a religious pitch. Ethiopians, who were largely Christian, had invaded Somalia, a Muslim country. The young Minnesotans were told it was their duty, both as Somalis and Muslims, to go to Somalia and fight there. When the Ethiopian troops withdrew, FBI officials say the pitch changed. Recruiters said that going to Somalia would be, in their words, fun. The young men would get to shoot guns. They would become jihad warriors. It would be cool. Christine Fair is a professor at Georgetown University who's an expert in these kinds of religious movements. She says jihad chic is not so unusual.
We have ethnographies where they actually asked militants, what drew you to this movement? The top three answers were motorcycles, guns, and access to women. You had to go down pretty far on the list to get to the religious motivation.
And the internet makes this all infinitely easier. People who might not have even considered becoming a Muslim, much less turning to jihad, can do both with just the click of a mouse. That's what officials think happened with Jihad Jane. Signing up for a holy war was something that attracted a lonely woman. It gave her something to belong to.
Just putting my human hat on, I don't think it's remotely remarkable that Jihad Jane happened.
Again, Georgetown's Christine Fair.
In fact, if you sort of think about the way in which misfits, I'm a social misfit, so I feel somewhat comfortable saying this, this is like the best place for social misfits to reside. They can be whoever they want to be. And so I'm just surprised we haven't had more Jihad Janes.
This is not to minimize what's going on. Last year was the busiest year for American counterterrorism officials since the 9/11 attacks. And FBI Director Robert Mueller says the internet is partly to blame. He says it not only radicalizes young Muslims, but helps connect them to organizations that launch attacks. Jihad cool may be a different motivation for taking up arms, but it isn't necessarily any less lethal. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.